AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to The Process with Sade Marie. Thank you for joining. Today, we are going to be talking about trials and tribulations. The scripture that we are going to be pulling from is James 1, chapter 2 through 4. As always, y'all know I like to start with prayer, and then we're going to just dive right in. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come before you today, God. God, we ask that you bring forth this message with precision, accuracy, Father God, that it will touch any and everybody, Father God, that needs to hear it. God, we ask that you put a hedge of protection around it, Father God, and that the words be like milk and honey, Father God, to those that hear it, where they are able to receive, Father God, know, Father God, and have strategy on what to do, Father God, when trials and tribulations hit them, their home, their children, their finances, their businesses, or anything, Father God, that may come their way. We seal this prayer in your name, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. All right. So, James 1, 2 through 4. It reads, "Consider it a great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing." So this scripture is really, 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 really deep. Very encouraging, very informative. It gives really good revelation. So have you ever been in a situation where you just kept going through different trials and tribulations? You don't understand why it's happening. You don't understand what's happening. You don't even know where it's coming from. You don't know if you're coming or you're going. It could be with your health. It can be with your business. It can be with your finances. It can be with your relationships. It can be with your children. Just any and everywhere, things just coming against you and you just not getting it. This scripture is really, really one that you got to keep in your know bag, because it is letting us know that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose, right? So I'm going to go into a story of where I was having some trials and tribulations, and I was like, Lord, the enemy trying to kill me, because he really was trying to kill me, okay? He was trying to take my life. So I'm calling up like the apostle, the prophet, the saints, my sisters in Christ, family, friends, the elders, to back me, because I'm like, I'm under attack. Now, before the attack happened, the Lord told me to do something, okay? I did not do what the Lord told me to do. I wanted to do it a different way. I wanted to take a shortcut. Now, it wasn't that I was trying to be lazy, or should I say I was probably trying to be lazy. I just was like, Lord, the way that you're telling me to do it don't seem like it's possible. Don't seem like it's going to yield the results that I think. It seems like it's going to be hard. So let me go over here and let me try it this way. That's kind of like what I was doing. Like, let me just try it this way. Or whatever, my way, really. And because we have free will, I went over there and I tried it my way. And next thing I know, I end up in like a bunch of turmoil. I'm getting sick. I'm not feeling well. Everything just coming against me. Even the Lord gives me some dreams that stuff is coming to attack me. So like the person that I am, I'm just like, okay, this just seems like it's just a little bit of spiritual warfare. I just need to fight through it. And the Lord was just like, that's not how you're going to get through this. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? How? Like, how am I not going to get through this with just like coming to you fighting or whatever the case is? He's like, faith is what you're going to have to use to get through this time in your life. So I did not quite understand what that meant, even though I understood what that meant. So I'm like, does that mean that I'm going to have to stay in this longer than what I thought? So now let's take it back to the scripture. The scripture is saying that because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. I really was saying that, Lord, I don't want to endure. I don't want to deal with the consequences of this action. I don't want to deal with whatever is going on. So lift it off of me. So I go trying to get help from every which way I could. And every single door was closed. Every single one. Right. And the Lord just kept rerouting me to the fact that you have to pass this test. The only way you're going to get through this is if you faith your way through it. So I hear the Lord saying this to me and I'm just like, this don't make no sense though, even though it makes perfect sense. But I'm like, no. So that's one part of the story. In the meantime, I was coming back because I needed a space. And I have been going through back and forth, like, which what felt like warfare about it. And it just didn't make sense. Even down to my relative, like, this just doesn't even make sense. My friends, like, this doesn't make sense. But I had declared and decreed and said to the Lord, I was like, I'm not leaving until I leave with my space, with my building. That is it. And the Lord was just like, all right, say word. Like, that's what you're going to do? Okay, let's see. So anytime you put something out there, the enemy hears it too. So the enemy like, okay, so since she is declaring and decreeing that something is going to come to fruition, let me send out the hounds of hell to try to kill, steal, destroy, and take away any faith she has, anything that she believes to try to stop it, right? And that's exactly what was going on. So I'm in the midst of trying to get all of these things done, and I feel like I'm literally losing my mind. I'm like, what is going on? One of the apostles and the elders were just like, the enemy is trying to sift you like wheat. And I knew that that was going on, but I'm like, how do I stop it? And every single time, the word that came forth with anybody was with faith. So here I am, not wanting to be bothered, not wanting to be in another test, because I felt like I have just been tested in so many different areas of my life with just business stuff, with different things that I was going through. I'm like, I am not in the mood for another test. And the Lord was just like, this one is what's going to do it. So I had to stand 10 toes down in it. Okay. So let's take it back to the scripture where it says, and let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. So you know how sometimes you go through something and you really want to just get out of it. You're like, let me take the shortcut. Let me figure out how I can get past this part so I don't have to be refined, so I don't have to be developed, so I don't have to go through any pruning. I can just get past it. But the Lord is saying, no. This is perfect. I'm going to allow this warfare to come your way. I'm going to allow these trials and tribulations to come your way, because what you will get out of it is a mature you, a complete you, and you'll have everything that you need for the next area of your life, for the next business venture that you go on, for the next contract that you have, for the next encounter that you have, and you will need nothing because you have gained everything that you need from this trial and tribulation. So sometimes if we go in a situation and we look at it like, hey, it's not so bad that this is happening, because clearly there is something that God wants me to get from this. Now, I can have a head knowledge that God wants to do something, but sometimes it's like my spirit man hasn't caught up with my head, or my head haven't caught up with my spirit. One of the two, not there. So I'm trying to figure out how I can make it be easier. You ever just see like somebody that's supposed to take a test and then they cheat, and then something happens in the midst of them cheating and they get kicked out of the test? So what happened, what they wanted, they don't get anyway. And had they just done it the right way, done it themselves, they would have been able to
get what it is that they were trying to achieve, whether it be a degree, a certificate, or whatever it was that they were taking a test for in the first place. It's like you put yourself in a situation that you didn't have to be in because you try to take a shortcut. And it almost like it puts you in more duress and issues and challenges that didn't have to be. So it's like you could have went the straight route, but you ended up taking the scenic route. But since God will order, since the righteous steps of a man is ordered by the Lord, it's like he'll take those steps and he'll allow them to all line up, and then he'll do a perfect work in you. And that's what I had to learn in that season. Even though I had been through similar tests, the Lord was like, yeah, you've been through similar tests, but those tests wasn't producing what this is to produce. This is the maturing and the completeness, because every test that you go through is not just from the devil. Even if it's allowed, it doesn't mean that the devil is the one that's trying to do it. God can stop anything from happening or start something, make something happen. But if the enemy, if we blame everything on the enemy, we'll try to do shortcuts no matter what. If we have patience and we ask God to increase our endurance through a season, that's how we are able to overcome any obstacle that may come our way. I say that to say, once I literally stood 10 toes down, everything that the Lord said started to come to pass. My faith really did heal me. I started feeling better. I got the building that I needed at the literal like 11th, 13th hour. I got everything that I needed to be done. I got stuff moved in. I had everybody get everything situated, like all at the like very, at crunch time. But it was the Lord's orchestration. It wasn't me. All the Lord needed me to do was show up with my faith of a mustard seed, okay? And to trust that he would deliver in the process that I was going through. And after it was all said and done, I even tried the Lord, like, well, can I stay a little longer to do X, Y, Z? He like, no, we already did what we had to do. It's time for you to go. And everything just worked out. So I believe that if we literally just take a moment to pause and have patience when it comes to certain things that we're going through in our process, God will do what he needs to do with us and refine us. If we start to look at it from a different perspective to say, okay, God, have your way with me. Obviously, there is something that's going on in me and my soul inside of me that you want to teach, develop, mature, complete, gut up, root out. Something is there. So help me to be okay in this process and stand so that you can do your perfect work, so that it can be to its full measure, so that the full effect will come through, so that I am able to deliver on what it is that you have called me to do. And when he says, so that you won't be lacking nothing, that right there just took me out. Because if you really kind of like reverse engineered this scripture, or you like dissect it, he is saying, if you let me do this and you go through this process and you endure, once you come out on the other end, you're not going to need anything. You are not going to be shortchanged. There is not going to be where you trying to ask somebody to do this or trying to figure out how it's going to happen. Everything that you need is you're going to have. You lack nothing. The word of God is true. It does not return into you void. It goes out to accomplish exactly what it is that he said it will accomplish. That means that when you get through this trial and tribulation and God has you where he wants you to be, you'll be able to sustain it. You're not going to be trying to figure out how am I going to make this happen or sustain where I am at, because God will have done it for you and you will be mature and complete for whatever, wherever, whyever he has brought you to, wherever you are going. So I just say this to say, this scripture is so encouraging because it allows us to just look at things from a different view. Even in the beginning, it also says, consider it a great joy. My sister friends and I have always been saying, we count it as joy. Even when something is going on or something just is not right or something just seems like it's a challenge, we're like, you know what? We count it as joy. We count it as joy. We count it as joy. So this scripture spoke to me even in that, because God is just saying, like, we count it as joy. We consider it a great joy when the Lord allows a trial and tribulation to come our way, because I know that the Lord is going to have his perfect way, and I am going to come out perfectly the way the Lord has designed me to be and do what it is that he has called me to do. So I hope that this episode helps you. And whenever you're going through something that may seem like you don't know what to do, you want to give up, you don't want to listen to what the Lord has said, you want to go the opposite way like Jonah did with the whale, and you know you're going to end up where God told you to do anyway, that you just take this in consideration. Count the trial and the tribulation as joy, and know that God is doing a mature and complete work in the process so that you will lack nothing. Thank you for listening, and I hope that your heart will be healed.